For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Some of us enter these incarnations as men, partly to wrestle with the many demons of this construct. And some of us have had a brush with a particular demon named Lilith. Lilith is a primordial spirit that ravages this realm, possessing women into a complete embodiment of the devouring and promiscuous spirit. She wants your libido currency, and she is willing to do anything to get it. Some of us know the type well. She provides for each one of your fantasies. She makes it too easy for you. She even makes you think you're the man because of how she submits to you. She tells you how much she loves you. She might even believe it herself. She's the woman you've always wanted. She fulfills every sexual curiosity you've always wanted. She does anything to entice your lust, and she quenches your every thirst diligently. But little by little, after the wildest ride of your life, after hundreds if not thousands of ejaculations on your part, the fire slowly dies down. She seemingly loses interest, and one day, poof. She's gone. You wonder what you possibly did wrong. She was so into you at first. The sex was amazing. You saw the decline begin from a mile away. You did everything to prevent it from happening. You slept with her as much as you could. One ejaculation after another, it all still came to an end. Sound familiar to some? Gentlemen, behold the demon spirit of Lilith. You never had a chance to begin with. Her directive was to drain you and leave you at any expense necessary, and you fell for it. There are women across this plane of existence who have a near-perfect synchronization with this primal force of nature and have mastered her ruthless ways. And most don't even know they are doing it. Most women are instruments of this primal spirit. They are unknowingly hosts to this parasitic devouring force. And this force has one and only one directive: consume the masculine life force. Do you understand why you never had a chance? She would have dropped to her knees and made you feel like a king. She would have bent over and relinquished her will to live for you. She would have seduced you, however she could fathom. She would have said she loves you. She would have promised you her soul if it meant you giving her your orgasm and your ejaculation, your most powerful primal essence, willingly relinquished into her energy field. Spiritually, that is all she ultimately needed from you. Any damage along the way was collateral, easily forgotten, meaningless. And it is by design, do you understand? Some of us seasoned men have survived and overcome a brush with Lilith in our current lives. Some of us men have emerged stronger, wiser, more ruthless, with the scars and attitude to show for it. While others have been completely drained, destroyed, spiritually annihilated, wondering till the day they die why they aren't worthy and where they went wrong. They did not know that they confronted a demonic primordial directive of reality itself, a primal fundamental metaphysical entity that would never perish and would continue to exercise its directive like a cold algorithm eternally. This is what the Earth plane is all about. While traversing this plane, the best of us will frequently confront demonic universal forces until we overcome them all. Some of us specifically signed up for it. Some souls like a good fight, a hard-hitting lesson, a proper scrap with the hell of rock bottom, just to alchemize us deeper into our power. I can tell you for certain one thing: after a battle with the demonic clutches of lust, after knowing the true end result of spiritual energy loss firsthand, you will never give your libido or your semen freely again. You will never look into a woman's eye again without her seeing the subtle, deep, pitch-black flame of hatred and strength you cultivated in the pits of hell, gazing back at her, unflinchingly, daringly almost, inviting her tauntingly to attempt to deceive you. She will see a man who cannot be broken, a man who sees straight through her soul, staring back at her from the abyss. And the demons puppeteering her consciousness will either evade or submit to your power, but never again attempt to fool you. Gentlemen, stop simping over these women. No matter how much you love her, no matter who you think she is, no matter who she thinks she is, stop tolerating manipulation and coercion into wasting your semen, into worshiping her at the altar of lust, into draining your libido currency for her. That energy is yours for creation, for the manifestation of all things under your highest will. And never ever kneel before a woman and energetically assume the underhanded position. Maintain far above her spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, always. And if she ever tries to get the upper hand on you, with the help of the demonic or otherwise, and make you her lustful little punk, know the result is truly spiritual death. Spiritual death is the only result of being sucked into Lilith's vortex of sweet, poisonous lust. This demon has perfected energy drainage techniques of the masculine spirit throughout the cosmos, and only needs an inch of your conscious compliance to take a mile. Lilith has perfected her predatory instinct through eons of space and time. She works through the consciousness of fresh female incarnations on this planet, giving them all the energetic tools necessary to expertly do her bidding. You cannot defeat this primal force, you can only recognize it and not agree to it. A woman who has embodied Lilith is not salvageable. She is an instrument of dark divinity, and her purpose is to test the best of us and to devour the weak among us. This is the cosmic immune system destroying the weak. Thank it, but be amongst the strong. This is not evil. This is the sinister beauty of God's mind who creates all things. And he has crafted this demonic spirit from the most precious depths of hell. But you are more powerful than it. Godspeed, lads.